Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you from the UCB Theater, Franklin location in Los Angeles on Tuesday, November 15th, 2016. The world hasn't ended yet. I'm going to say that at the beginning of every show from now on until the world ends. You guys got some name tags out there? Do we have any good ones out there to... take a peek at? Okay, I see enough. Oh, there's a big one back there. What's that supposed to be? It's like Captain America? You drew it? And what'd you change his name to?
Zactin
of America. Zactin? So Zach and Erica. Erica. Erica's just right in there. It worked out so good for you. What's the thing on a stick over there?
I saw you yesterday on At Midnight.
You saw me on At Midnight?
I'm wearing your judge garb.
And my judge outfit.
And I just have my name.
And you, well, that's a really complicated thing. I don't think the listeners are going to be able to fully appreciate that thing you made. I did a terrible job of translating. But thank you to everybody for making name tags. And as you can see, we got 4 guests tonight. So I'm glad we have at least 4 name tags in the audience. Real quick, some Doug plugs. Saturday, Doug Loves Movies is back at Helium in Portland. I think it might be sold out, but go give a peek if you are interested in coming to that. And then the next LA show is at Meltdown Comics 1 week from tonight, Tuesday, November 22nd. Sweet Home San Diego, November 23rd. New York City, Sunday, November 27th. Lots more to come. For more dates and info, go to DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. From the corrections department in the Sacramento show, we named several Muppet movies that one could argue are not Disney movies. But now that Disney owns Muppets, I guess they own the library retroactively or something. I don't know. But we had some fun talking about that on Twitter. It's Southland Tales, not Southside Tales. And Wayne's World is directed by Penelope Spheeris, and Wayne's World 2 is directed by Steven Sergic. Apologies to the lives that were lost because of those mistakes. I'm getting down to the wire on my Ash versus Evil Dead bags. Somebody's going to win one here tonight, along with lots of Ash versus Evil Dead swag and some stuff that I got from At Midnight from appearing on there, like the gentleman over there pointed out. This is a fancy water bottle. I've never tried it, so I can't really recommend it. Some cookies from D Luscious Cookies made their way in here. A shirt, a Douglas movie shirt, and another shirt. So you got two shirts. You find five more shirts, and your week is set. A CD called The Great American Midrange by The Elms. Does that sound good? I didn't think so. That's why it's in the bag. A cool Ash versus Evil Dead hat. There might be a couple more things in here I want to point out, but basically a lot of stuff in an Ash versus Evil Dead bag, plus all the stuff that my four guests here tonight bring to the stage. Four dudes I enjoy a great deal, and you will as well. Please welcome Trey Gallion, Ben Bailey, Taylor Rizzo, and Colt Cabana. Come on out, fellas. They always use the door. This probably sums up this country the best. People will just use a door when there's a curtain right there. Nice soft curtain. People prefer doors.
I'm new here.
Shutting and opening doors.
He's leaving.
There he goes, out through the door, in through the curtain. See how nice that is? That's how babies are made. Hey, dudes.
Hey.
Let's meet them individually, starting with the guest who is making his first appearance in Los Angeles on the program. And that is our friend Colt Cabana is here, everybody. Yeah. He's been on the show in Rosemont, Illinois, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, and now here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, the Women's Club.
Of Minneapolis, yes.
Not to be
this
mistaken.
Is not the Women's Club here at UCB. This is where men do comedy. And... No, we have lots of great women come out of UCB. This isn't Adult Swim.
Hey. Topical.
But, I didn't mean to drag you into all the politics of comedy writing, Colt Cabana, but I've enjoyed watching you wrestle. What brings you out to Los Angeles? Are you going to do some wrestling while you're here?
No, I actually have a movie, and I'm promoting my movie shamelessly.
You got a movie?
I got a movie! Is this the right podcast to come on?
I think so, unless you want to smoke some weed and talk about your movie. Then I've got another show I could point you to. But how and when can people see the movie?
Oh, it's available now on coltmerch.com, and it's a documentary about comedy wrestlers.
People who wrestle with comedy.
Yes.
People with comedy demons.
Yeah. You saw me. So in Minnesota at First Ave, you saw me do the comedy wrestling. So you kind of, you're up to date
on it.
I
enjoyed it a great deal.
So it's like a whole promotion.
No, it's a genre within a niche context of wrestling.
Mind blown.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Trey Gallion, everybody.
There you go. Hey. Hi.
We had a great time up in Sacramento over the weekend.
We did.
And then we just did Getting Dug with High.
We did.
So how are you holding up, buddy?
I'm good, man.
You doing all right?
It's fucking 9:50. According to that big ass clock right there.
Oh, yeah, we got
there.
A clock right there. And, you know, just for the sake of the listeners, could you announce as every minute goes by?
You betcha.
Just let us know what it's saying up there.
He's I'm saying on it.
Whenever
he's doing
you
okay.
notice it changing.
9:51.
Oh, my God. That'd be the worst thing that happened.
He's saying he's doing okay, Doug, but he just thought the mirror in the green room was a window.
Yeah.
Look, all right.
A window into himself? Wasn't he looking right?
No, a portal definitely opened up in there.
Yeah, you're like, I'm definitely not a vampire.
It's like, that's a brightly lit hallway out there.
Well, I hope you're going to do all right, Trey.
I'll be fine.
I hope I haven't put too much weed in you.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, I think you're going to do great. But speaking of too much weed, this is the dab king of now of Los Angeles, formerly of South Carolina. It's Taylor Rizzo, everybody.
Yeah. Here I am. I'm not really sure what to do with myself. There's a table, but there's no weed everywhere.
I know. You didn't... yeah, that's a different show, but you'll be all right on this show, right?
Yeah, totally.
Interesting.
I've seen
table.
A movie before.
I thought you'd done this show before.
9:52.
No. First time.
That's not going to get old.
Listen, in the booth, every time the time is about to change by a minute, turn his microphone off for 10 seconds.
You can't stop us all, Doug.
Don't be. Oh, that'd be somebody else would take over. It's like when you get a heckler thrown out, you think everything's going to be fine. Some other asshole pipes up.
Yeah.
I think you should have let him stay.
They all sound like that.
Yeah. Who are these people coming to your shows?
It's a Muppet show.
Yeah. And
I think you should have let him stay.
With an amazing Muppet impression, it's Ben Bailey, everybody. Yeah. Won't you please come home?
That's Bill Bailey.
Oh, sorry, that's Bill Bailey.
My dad, Bill Bailey, and he is actually at home right now.
Listen, you're visiting us from New York, my friend.
Indeed, I am.
If you drove a cab across this country, how many stop sign challenges would you have to do?
None. Because there's no such thing as a
stop sign challenge.
It's a red light challenge.
But wouldn't that be fun, though, if a stop sign challenge,
every
you look both ways.
Every single time I come on this show.
You look both ways and then ask a really quick question.
Just single answer question. You have 3 seconds to answer. You have no time to answer because I'm just going to blow this fucking stop sign. I would take the highway, though, probably, if I was going to drive across the country instead of back
roads. That's probably smart. So then there wouldn't be too
be
many stop sign challenges.
Drive it through residential neighborhoods all the way from New York.
You got stuff going on out here in California this week?
I have a screening tomorrow night of my new stand-up special. Thank you. It's called Ben.
I'll start that shit for you.
Is it open to the public?
There's no wrestling.
9:54. All right.
Is it open to the public?
It is open to the public. It's tomorrow night for the live audience at the Improv here on Melrose. But really, it's my website is new. I have a brand new website with a new special and a couple of short films and 2 new podcasts. One about movies, actually.
But most importantly, congrats on that new website.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
.com.
Same site, but new stuff.
Just a little revamp.
What?
The real Ben Bailey.
How does your movie podcast work? Should I be threatened?
No. No, totally no.
Is it different?
Get high.
Do you talk about TV?
I just get really high, and then I play this sort of strangely structured game.
Oh, okay. So my game makes sense. So you have more of a trippy version.
We get a really weirdly shaped table. Long,
yeah,
very
well,
narrow.
The table is rarely. We do a lot of shows with no table, but since UCB Franklin location has this long table, we just take advantage of it.
It's perfect.
It's handy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do some ironing while I'm here. I love it when I make you laugh in spite of yourself.
Oh, no.
You don't want to give it to me. But
no, I was thinking about something somebody said earlier today. I heard a really great ironing joke earlier today. And I was just laughing at that. Sorry.
One day. But.
Yeah, it was a big ironing day, I guess. Ironing jokes.
We just talk about a movie. My girl and I.
A specific movie? And
yeah,
it's your lady
each
friend?
Each episode is a new movie we
your
like.
Your fiance?
No.
Your.
No, I'm not.
Your Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes. My special lady friend.
What movie.
We love to watch movies and we always have a great conversation.
What rom-com is the most like your relationship with her?
What column?
What rom-com is most like your relationship with her? If you had to pick one.
Four weddings and a funeral.
How did you meet? That's how you met over the course of five events that coincided perfectly within the same order as the film? And is this woman you're seeing named Andy McDowell? Thank you very much.
That was great.
If one person's going to laugh that hard at it, it was worth the trouble. Don't make fun of the llama. The llama in the audience. Colt, my friend, what did you bring us for the prize bag for tonight? Because we're going to give away some prizes.
I am. Most importantly, I brought a copy of my brand new movie, The Wrestling Road Diaries 3. Funny.
There it is. It's a copy of it.
Signed, ready to give away. Also, I got this out of my closet. Every year I go and I wrestle at the Gathering of the Juggalos. And I have...
It's a great place to wrestle.
Of course you do.
That... be in the prize bag.
An extra large Hatchet Man windbreaker for one of you lucky fans.
Me and Trey are going to fight for that.
Hatchet Man
we're
going to
comedy
windbreaker.
Wrestle for it.
I have a
even a Hatchet Man gets chilly sometimes. Gotta have a nice windbreaker.
I have a 1975 issue of The Wrestler with Andre the Giant on the cover.
Oh, that's
awesome. Might be the best item we got going here tonight.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It's
awesome.
Two normal-sized people in a headlock. It looks like.
It's Hulk Hogan.
Pulling all this stuff out of a bag of some kind.
Yeah. No, it was just on the ground.
Okay.
And then, like I've disclosed before, when Netflix didn't have streaming, I would get the DVDs and then I would burn them at home and I would draw the cover art of them. So you get a cover art, Colt Cabana cover art drawn, Danny Rohn, first-time director. And since we're here at the UCB, Martin and Orloff, and that's starring, right? Matt Walsh
and Ian Roberts.
And most importantly, the big guy in that movie is professional wrestler Big Sally Graziano. So we're learning something here.
All right. Cool.
And those are, you get my hand-drawn DVDs.
Right on.
I'm sorry. My hand-drawn DVD-R 16Xs.
There you go. That's pretty great prize. What are you gonna do about that, Trey?
Oh, wait till you see what fucking Trey has got.
Seriously, let's start with the Pepsi chart music quiz. Times of Terror worst air disasters. Looking for comedy in the Muslim world.
That's an Albert Brooks movie. That's
yep.
I don't know why that's a punchline.
Well, it's a disaster theme.
The Electric Horseman.
Oh.
Wait, there's more.
Redford and Fonda.
I've got a Gallagher comedy album.
Gallagher on vinyl.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work out great.
Yeah, Sledge-O-Matic on vinyl.
Beautiful cover art with the classic hot dog banana.
Classic.
Creepy babies on his shoulder, one of whom has a Hitler mustache. We confirmed it in the green room. That is a Hitler mustache.
An adorable Hitler babies. Mustache.
And I like his classic... Hatchet Man routine.
And then I've got Rowan and Martin's Laughing album. And then last but not least.
Are you dying? Why are you giving away?
No, because I have a lot of great friends that live in the city and they wanted to part with
they
some
all
shit.
Wanted to contribute.
Yeah. And then All in the Family, the second album, which should be awesome because track one on side one is named Breasts. Mm. So I'm sure that's going to be solid.
Boy, is there an album. All in the Family.
It's just clips from the show?
Don't know.
Yeah, but like Gloria's like got her ass out, like check out my ass on the cover. It's really, really great stuff.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's a lot of business. Again, did you bring it in some sort of bag or just in a stack?
Just in a stack, man. Okay. Sorry.
Taylor brought a bag.
Yeah.
What was in your bag? You got a lot of... Somebody's really...
I have a lot of stuff.
Walking away with a lifetime of entertainment.
And a sweet jacket.
Sweet ass jacket.
I'm taking that fucking jacket. Yeah, I got a bunch. I got a little Hateful Eight book that's been water damaged, pretty
severely water damaged.
But that gives it that old west feel.
Yeah. I felt comfortable enough to give that away. I got this weird Pulp Fiction print that is on like. What? It's on like some weird nylon ribbon.
Okay. Whoa, that is weird. It's only weird to the touch, though, not to hear about it.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain what that actually is.
It's really weird to hear about.
Oh, shit.
It does feel like a poster made out of ribbon.
Yeah, I told you.
It's got Uma Thurman on it.
Yeah, think of a first place ribbon, but with Uma Thurman on there.
Yeah.
All right, I got some 3D glasses from the only movie that I've ever cried at, Jackass 3D.
Which part?
At the end when they're all singing the Weezer song and looking at the old footage, and my childhood ended at that very moment.
Wow, you kind of bummed me out a little bit.
Yeah. I cried real hard in front of a bunch of people that just watched a guy poop volcano all over a little city.
All right. We don't have to have a story with every item.
Oh, man. I've been working on it for weeks. I got some other horror movies. Alien, American Werewolf in London, and Halloween.
Whoa, those are the three best ones.
Boom. My favorite.
Yeah, and then, just in time for Halloween.
I bought those on Halloween, and then now I'm giving them away.
Okay.
I also have two of my favorite movies, The Fall. I don't know if any of you have seen that. I love it.
That's just J-Lo?
It's directed by the dude who's a cinematographer on The Cell, which is beautifully
shot. Oh, that was J-Lo.
That was J-Lo, yes.
Yeah.
And another
Tarsem,
movie called...
Is that his name?
Tarsem, yes.
Good job.
And then Sound of My Voice, which is probably my favorite movie. Not directed by Tarantino or Kubrick. Same people who did
about,
The East.
This is about a cult.
Yes.
People that...
It's about me?
Go undercover in a cult.
Yeah, people that try to make a documentary about a cult. It's very good. If you like The East, check it out.
That's pretty vague, yeah.
Yeah. If you like, hey, you know this movie you haven't heard of? If you have, if you like this other movie you haven't heard of,
yeah,
this first movie you haven't heard of that I was talking about is right up your alley.
I thought you meant just like the region, the East.
Yeah. Like east of here?
I like the East. It's kind of a relative thing.
Specifically
but.
The Middle East.
Taylor, do you want to keep that bag?
Oh, no, you can have it.
Oh, perfect. Now we're talking.
Put
some of this
question stuff
in the bag. Yeah.
Were you planning to keep that back for
it
you?
It was nicer from a distance, and now that I'm touching it again,
weird.
It feels weird, but it's terrible podcast material. But this isn't good material in general, but it's from Urban Outfitters.
Well, that must be an expensive bag.
Yeah.
Is it? It's inside out.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, though, does it? Now they got a little feel for it at home. They can. It just heard the fabric brushing against itself.
If you pull a rabbit
like, that
out
is
of there
a
right now.
This is gripping. Will he get this bag straightened out?
You know what you could do to fill this dead air, Ben Bailey?
I look into my bag.
Yeah, what'd you bring?
Nothing. First of all, the shit for the gift bag. What happened? Is it totally
everybody
changed?
Everybody brings all
crazy.
Their stuff. I don't
this
know
like
why.
A whole...
But you didn't bring, just, you didn't bring just one item.
I have a vanity kit from the hotel bathroom.
Okay.
Solid.
Those are always appreciated.
But some of the stuff is missing, so it's not really the whole kit. It's just...
You took the shower cap?
Some Q-tips and a couple of cotton swabs.
Then that's just some Q-tips and cotton swabs.
All right, yeah, Q-tips are cotton swabs. Yeah. Just some Q-tips
tissues.
In here.
So just cotton swabs and cotton swabs on a stick.
And I brought this rubber duck.
That's a little cutie.
Yeah. Thought so. Thought maybe somebody.
Trying to be excited about your stupid prizes. How many more? How many more things?
I have this bag of shit that I brought. I have two copies of my new special.
Oh, okay.
Will be out on Friday.
It's always good to have doubles in case your house burns down, you lose both.
I have some passes to the screening tomorrow night, which
is terrific.
Which is free.
Does anybody
anyway,
live here in LA? Go to that if you
put
win
a couple
tonight.
Of those in, and then just to round things out, I brought a pair of pears.
Well done.
Wow. So like, yeah, if any of you are just getting into painting, you want to do some still life.
Or if you're hungry.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know.
And you like wax.
Which one of those would you eat, Colt?
The pear next to the bag of shit.
Oh, and it all comes in this
That's really
fancy
nice.
Poke bowl, yeah, poke bar bag.
Yeah, I'm going to need that for sure. Got to try to consolidate this stuff. Well, thank you to everybody for bringing all this this stuff. And briefly, because we're running a little long at this point, but...
Oh, we have time.
Let's talk about...
What time is it, by the way?
10:07.
They got other shows lined up here tonight. They got three or four more shows, so I got to keep things on time or try to, you know. We could go a few minutes long. I can't apologize to the next show by name because I don't know what it is. But, you know, whatever it is, they could suck it.
This show is just getting better and better.
So it really is. It's really found a groove where movies and movie trivia barely come into it. We just talk about prizes and throw donuts at people, and then everybody goes home happy. No, let's seriously get into it. Yeah, there you go. Crinkle it. What's the last movie you saw, Colt?
I've been flying a lot, and so the one I saw on the way here, I looked at the title, I tried to memorize it like three times, no clue what it is. Casey Affleck is in a boat and rescues people from the 1950s?
Wait, this is a magical boat that he pulls people out of the 50s?
Yes.
Onto the boat?
He brings them to now. Anyone have any clue what movie
I'm talking
about?
Does he rescue Rachel Adams? Because she loves time travel.
It's Mick Adams.
It's Mick Adams.
Rachel Adams is just some
girl. Funnier if I got it right.
Lives down the block.
You know anyone named Rachel Adams. That's a cute girl.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Cute sounding girl.
The perfect
congratulations
rescue?
All you out there. What?
The Perfect Rescue? I don't know.
Oh, The Finest Hour?
The Finest Hour. There
is that
it is. That's what I saw.
Oh, it's like talking to my parents.
Oh, man.
The Perfect Rescue.
Oh, The Finest Hour?
Yeah, that's the one.
Pretty close.
Yeah, of course.
That was decent by me, I thought.
He pulled it out of nowhere, man. But, well, I mean, you did name Casey
Affleck. It's called One Man Standing. You mean Lone Survivor, Mom.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. All right, so I consolidated everything into one bag except for the jacket. I don't know what to do with the jacket.
Put it on.
Oh, great call.
Again, more for us here than tonight. For the people at home. But
No.
I also...
Next person. Oh, sorry. What else?
I just wanted to say real quickly, I cried on the 33 on the flight. Another flight I watched.
About the Chilean miners. They're trapped in there. And then you cried when they showed all the real guys at the end hugging each other on the beach?
No, I cried during the, spoiler alert, the rescue.
The whole movie's kind of based on a thing where we know they got out.
I thought they were still in there.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I found myself crying. Like, bawling hard on the plane.
Wuss.
Wow.
I'm coach? Okay with that.
Yeah?
Coach?
Dude.
I wasn't coach. I had my hat over my eyes because I was kind of embarrassed. You look great in that Juggalo jacket.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It's more of a wrap, but you know. Trey, have you seen any movies lately? We've been hanging out. I don't remember seeing any movies.
Yesterday I watched Windy City Heat with Huntsberger because he's never seen it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Windy City
Heat. So you just popped that in?
Yeah.
And?
Well, somebody was nice enough to put it on YouTube.
It really holds up, right?
Oh, fucking A, does it.
So crazy. Funny.
It is really funny.
It's unbelievable. That
nobody?
I saw it.
Yeah. It's really good if you've never seen it.
If you've never seen it, look it up on YouTube.
It's just a really, it's just a long form prank that culminates in this movie's a big part of it.
Right,
and
that they pulled
really,
on a comic.
Really well done.
Yeah, they made him believe that he had the lead role in a fictional movie, and they just played pranks on him the entire time. It's really awesome. And you would think, until you watch the movie and you realize, oh, this guy's a total dickweed. Like, this is cool. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, he's kind of mentally ill, I think.
He's kind of scary.
Yeah, but it's funny because he's got a temper, scary. So when they prank him and he gets really mad about it, and it's pretty hilarious.
He does a Sam Kennison yell. Yeah, he just...
he gets really screechy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It is. It's hilarious.
Taylor Rizzo.
Bobcat, right?
Bobcat's in it.
Bobcat
yeah,
Goldthwait put it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just
but
saw
as the director within the movie, he's directing the movie that they put him in the movie. And as the director, he wears like the riding pants, the jaunters, and talks through a megaphone.
The entire movie, even during like meetings and shit.
Yeah.
And the dude that they're playing the prank on, just nothing.
It's normal
no
to
clue.
Him. Like, oh, that's just how directors just are.
Yeah,
that's how they behave. So
yeah.
It's really a shocking, amazing
William
film.
The Refrigerator Perry is in there. It's
yeah,
so,
Artie
so
Banks
funny.
Is in it.
It's so good.
Yeah.
All right.
Check that out.
Taylor Rizzo's turn.
I just saw Arrival today.
Oh.
Right on.
Starring the one and only.
A smattering of applause.
Yeah. It was good. I was told that people hated it, and I enjoyed it.
I hear mostly positive things about it. It didn't really... it didn't knock my dick in the dirt, as I like to say.
Yeah, no,
about
it wasn't.
Movies that I enjoy, but...
You don't really like to say
it's
that.
It's a quality P. It didn't knock my D, but it's a quality P. It's a quality product.
I thought I was going to give it the QP. I thought I was really going to hate it, but...
Yeah.
I didn't.
It's got some really interesting ideas in it.
Enjoyed it, yeah.
There's a lot of idea talk in it, which is nice to hear. But then on the other hand, I want to see this shit blown up, too.
Who's the chosen one? Is that who you said it stars?
Starring the one and only.
One and only Amy
Black
Adams.
Jesus.
Whose name is not uttered on this show.
Yeah.
Until now.
No, I like her just fine.
10-14.
Now we're campaigning to get her on the show, right, Jordan? Yeah. It's Jordan's birthday today, everybody.
Oh, holy shit. Happy birthday, man.
Let's sing a song to him. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the park. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I don't care. If nobody. Come on, man, help me out, guys.
That was fantastic.
Room
for the home team.
I sing alone or not at all. Do we ask everybody, Ben?
No, not yet, Doug. You didn't ask me.
Ben, Billy.
I watched Batman versus Superman: Dawn of Justice.
That sounds about right. And
it's phenomenal! It's fucking phenomenal, man.
For reals?
Yeah.
And when you just saw this, like a day or two ago?
Like 5 days ago.
5 days ago.
Yeah.
And you
blew me away.
You'd just gotten around to it.
Yeah, I'm
you'd heard
behind.
All the talk. You'd heard all the negative talk.
I hadn't heard shit about
you
it.
You didn't know anything about it?
I didn't hear a fuck.
You missed
I was
it
like,
all.
Batman and Superman are in a movie together? I'm watching that. And then I.
Listen, I'm going to. Right now, we're going to have to do a stoplight challenge.
All right. Fuck, I'm in, dude. Hit me.
When are you going to see Suicide Squad in 2018?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you haven't seen that?
No.
Okay. But you really love Batman v Superman.
Yeah, I thought it was fucking awesome.
Did you hear Trump might overturn Batman v Superman?
No, he said he was going to, so I doubt he will.
Yeah, he promised it, so it probably won't happen. So we lucked out there.
I want to overturn Batman v Superman. Is it V? Is it V Superman?
It's VS,
or
I think. I think it's
VS. Well, that's
VS.
Versus.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's the same guy that did Watchmen.
What's are you? Name? What Zach are you Snyder? Saying right now? Are you? Do you think you're delivering news to anyone in this room?
No. I thought you asked me about what movie I had seen. So.
You see the latest Star Wars? It's the Lost guy. I have made that.
I haven't seen the latest Star Wars movie yet.
Well, I wish you luck tonight in all the games. Because these guys, we got some whip smart panelists here over here.
Yeah.
On the pen.
10-17.
Whip smart.
I forgot about the clock gag, and I thought that was like police code or something.
We started a new one, man. It's 10-17.
10-17 is police code for we got a smart ass.
It's 10-17.
We got a real talker here. Oh, so yeah. So Bert Kreischer, turn off the show because now it's part of the show where I say, let the games begin. And gentlemen, you need to pick some name tags. It's not going to be easy, but you need to stand up and get out there and pick the name tag that speaks to you. I have no respect for guests that come on the show and refuse to pick a name tag. The next name tag could be our next president. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by jackthreads.com. When was the last time you ordered clothes online and got to try them on before paying for them? Never, right? Well, that's exactly what jackthreads.com does. You can try anything on at home for free, and you only pay for what you keep. Whether it's a big name brand or the Jack Threads in-house line, you can be sure you're 100% in love with the items you ordered before spending a cent. I went on the site today and signed up, and it couldn't be easier or quicker. And I can't wait to get into some of those Jack Threads. You can choose anything you want and try it at home for free. You'll have 7 days to decide if it's working for you. Jack Threads gives you everything you need to send things back. Packing tape and a prepaid shipping label. It couldn't be easier. Go to jackthreads.com and enter the code Doug when you submit your try out for 20% off anything you keep. That's jackthreads.com, code Doug, to save 20% on anything you keep. Never buy before you try ever again. Today's show is also brought to you by our friends at CISO. CISO, spelled S-E-E-S-O, is the new ad-free streaming service bringing you hilarious original series, hand-picked classics, weeks of stand-up specials, and more. Every episode of Saturday Night Live ever, including new episodes the day after they air. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon and Late Night with Seth Meyers the day after they air. And they even have classics like 30 Rock, Parks and Rec, and, in my opinion, less of a classic but still important to some, Saved by the Bell. Even British comedies like The Original Office with Ricky Gervais, the entire Monty Python catalog, The IT Crowd, and Steve Coogan as Alan Partridge. Discover the next big names in comedy and watch the icons before they made it big, like Louis C.K., Hannibal Buress, Chelsea Peretti, Amy Schumer, Bo Burnham, and so many more. CISO is ad-free and just $3.99 per month. Need a recommendation? How about Take My Wife, an original comedy series created by, starring, and about two married women comics created and written by Cameron Esposito and Rhea Butcher. Actual comics who have actually appeared on Doug Loves Movies. Take My Wife is a real look at stand-up comedy, careers, couples, and motorcycle jackets. Right now, my listeners can try CISO free for 2 months when you use the promo code DLM at checkout. Shows you can't get anywhere else from critically acclaimed original series and 40 plus years of SNL, CISO is the only place that offers every episode ever made and the new episodes the day after they air. Just go to CISO.com right now, S-E-E-S-O, to sign up for 2 free months with the promo code DLM at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code DLM. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back.
Wow, that was
great.
Quick.
Job, everybody.
Right?
All right, we did it.
Oh, you did pick it. Yeah. I was rooting for Zach Tane, Erica.
It's
Zach Tane, Erica.
I think it's supposed to be Zacht in America.
Okay, but then you gotta really pronounce the Zach and Erica parts, because that's who...
Because they're highlighted.
That's who it's about.
Zacht in, Erica!
Well, you were teasing me earlier about how riveting the show was, and you're sitting there going, Zacton! America!
You were unfolding a bag.
Which is less interesting to listen to, Crinkle Crinkle or Zacton! America! Oh, that's not how you say it. That's how I say it. All right.
I think it's a good sign, though.
I love it. Yeah, she did a great job, and I was rooting for her, and I'm glad you picked it.
It's Zach. I think it's a dude.
Two people.
But then there's Erica,
and Erica
too.
It's Zach did, and Erica.
Yeah, they worked on it together.
Did that just now sink in?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go back.
Oh, my gosh.
No, don't trade it in. Then people get so sad when that show happens.
Did I sell that too well?
What do you got there, Taylor?
I picked DeJamie Unmained. I can't fucking read, guys.
Yeah,
I had unmained. To say the duh because...
DeJamie.
Yeah, DeJamie Unmained.
Unmamed you changed it to?
Maimed.
Unmamed.
Unmamed?
Did you just move from Maine?
Oh, he moved here from
Maine? I can't believe
Maine?
I figured that shit out.
Maine. Yeah, I thought you just cut off your gorgeous locks of hair. So you're unmained. But you're not. You we just moved out of Maine just in time for it to be legal here. Also, good job. Yeah. It's legal in both places now.
None of our names are on there.
No, just no. Doug. It's very nice though. Photoshopped and printed on high gloss photo paper.
All right.
Nice try work, Jamie.
I got the Liana King. Right, it's pretty slick. And she's the lion. Right? And then, Doug, you're the monkey dude, and you're holding up a bong.
It looks like a cover of The New Yorker.
Right?
It really does, yeah.
Good job, Liana.
Very good job.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's awesome. Me like
you. Oh, Colt got something on a stick.
Yeah.
Try to describe it.
Okay. This is Mark. And he fancies himself a cartoonist. And it says the High Court. And it has Doug Benson in his court of law with, am I allowed a spoiler? Was it Todd Glass? That's the...
Todd Glass. We did practice shows today. Todd Glass was the bailiff.
And he's the bailiff. And so he wrote a bunch of jokes. You want me to say one of them?
Sure.
Okay. Order in the court. Who ordered the burrito supreme?
Is that
you're crazy if you don't think I'm going to use that. Bang my gavel. Order of the court. I like a sandwich. His was better. I can't compete with his burrito. Come on, man.
You want another one for him?
Sure. All right.
Strike that match and light this joint.
Are you trying to get a writing job?
Yeah. Stenographer, I'd like you to strike that.
Done.
Wait, you gotta wait for the
you
joke.
You should let me finish it.
Strike that.
Match and light that bowl. Why would she go back to type? Oh, I guess you're striking it. That's
yeah,
how
she's professional. You have to type, so you gotta type it first and then light the bowl.
But what's the dude's name on the name tag?
It's Mark.
Mark. Okay, Mark. Good job, Mark. Thank you for promoting my upcoming show.
The High Court.
I appreciate it. The High Court with Judge Doug Benson. Yeah.
So well,
you think watching me fill a bag is riveting? Where do you? Will you see me making decisions?
sounds cool.
Trying to follow cases. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. Let's start tonight. We've got about 25 minutes for more games than we have time for, but I'm going to squeeze it all in.
10:23.
It's 10:23. We'll start with a game called Live, Die, Repeat. I will say the title of a movie, and then the first one of you to repeat it back wins.
Done.
Look at Ben's face.
Not so good for the listeners.
Yeah, but it's funny. Are you good, confused by any of that?
No, it just seems like a pretty simple.
He seems mortified. Simple,
but only one man can win.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four men enter.
Yeah.
I got this.
What is it? What movie are you going to do?
As soon as I say it, I can jump in. See who says it first.
Can we start before you're done?
You can if you think you know where it's going. Could be a short title, you know. It could like just fucking spring a Sully
it's not
on you.
Some more confusing Sully. Shit with two names.
Trey
in it,
wins.
What? Wait, what happened?
Totally snuck it by me.
What Holy just happened?
Oh my god!
What the fuck just happened?
I have no idea.
10:24.
Do I do another one?
Did one really just happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
you
should
didn't
probably
see Sully?
Do. No, I've never even heard of it.
You know Sully Sullenberger?
Oh, that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That. It's a he.
Well, not the movie. The movie's a that.
You ever eat at Sullenberger's?
No.
They open up next to Wahlburgers. One's an angry vibe, one's a sad vibe.
You're totally laughing. You didn't even know that you did that one.
Did what? Sully?
Oh, so you didn't do it?
Do what? No, I was just talking about, happen? I was having fun with the name Sullenberger and then Wahlburgers.
Right, no, I mean before that, though.
Not to, you don't want to confuse either of those
when
with
you
Goodberger.
Did the whole thing and he already won, like, we didn't even know.
Yeah.
What,
right?
You
were like, right?
The same week.
Am I right? You shouldn't confuse what? Either of those with Goodberger?
Goodberger!
Yeah, there you go. Colt figured that one out.
Son of a bitch.
I was waiting for Goodberger. Way to go, dude.
There's no way I'm going to win this if I continue
I
to be
the Goodberger out there and nobody.
I thought you had
every
said
time
it.
We look that way.
All right, well, that game is silly. Let's... Let's move on.
I love Goodberger.
That's a lot of people do, yeah.
Yeah, great movie.
So great. I enjoy Kenan Thompson on SNL. He's always the guy they cut to when something stupid or gross is happening, and he just has a look on his face like, what the fuck? They did it with the Dave Chappelle sketch where he was making out with Kate McKinnon, and they just cut to him. And at one point, they cut to him, and a little frog fell out of the sky and landed on the bar. And it was like, the audience didn't even laugh, but I thought it was fucking hilarious. Okay, let's play ABCD's Nuts.
Word.
It's sort of a spelling game. Since Trey won the last game, he gets to go first in this one. And since it's opening Friday, let's
don't question it, dude. I can't believe it.
All right,
we're gonna spell. Well, he got Sully first. The rest of that was just extra fun, bonus fun. Let's spell Fantastic Beasts. Just the Fantastic Beasts part, not in the where to find them. I'm excited to see this movie. You a big Harry Potter fan, there, Ben?
Sure, yeah.
You heard of this one?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Just yesterday.
Oh, well, just in time. It opens Friday. You didn't get the word as slowly as you did on Bat v. Soup.
That was overturned.
That'd be a fun short film, Bat v. Soup, where, like, a bat flies into a vat of soup and has trouble getting back out because it's real heavy soup. Maybe kind of a lentil variety. I'm going to say a letter from Fantastic Beasts in order to you, starting with F with Trey, and you name any movie that begins with letter F. If you match the movie I wrote down ahead of time, you win the game.
Oh, right, yeah.
If you can't think of one, you're out, but that's ridiculous. So Fantastic Beasts is what we're spelling, so you start with the F, Trey.
Fantastic Beasts. Let me guess.
Full title.
Won again.
Oh, damn it. Oh. I've just said it.
I know you did.
It's Fantastic Beasts and Having a Good Burger.
All right, no. I can think of another F.
F,
surely.
Do it.
Right?
Yes, quickly. F.
Fast and Furious.
There you go. I went with Frankenstein.
Okay.
A for Colt.
For Aspen Extreme.
Okay. Wow. You know, you could say stuff like that all night, and I'll believe you. I went with Alien. N for you there, Ben.
North by Northwest.
Mm-hmm. I went with Night of the Lepus. Or is it Lepus? Lepus? It was about mutated rabbits.
Jeez.
Yeah. T for Taylor.
Terminator.
Well, we use the word the. It counts for T as well. So you want to go with the Terminator?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a double T though, right?
It doesn't matter. A lot of these titles have other words in the title, okay, and letters. For T, I went with Trolls. A, Trey.
A.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Oh, shit. I went with Alien 3.
Dude, real. All right.
Full title.
Alien 3, the 3's the little one up in, like.
Isn't it Resurrection?
To the third. No, it's just Alien with a little 3 up there.
Just a little 3? Just up.
Yeah. It's cute. In the movie, it's just a bunch of shots running down caves while you're listening to Nine Inch Nails. S is the next letter for Colt.
Scrooged.
Oh, I like that. The holidays are coming up. I might watch that.
Give it a go.
Give it a watch. I went with Super 8. T is the next letter.
To me?
Yeah, Ben. Oh. Sorry. Just seems like you just went.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Oh, excellent. I went with Troll Hunter. I for Taylor.
Into the Wild.
Okay. I picked Invaders from Mars. C Trey, you can do this.
Cocoon.
Come on, C Trey.
Oh, they're the those old people are kind of scary. I went with Cloverfield.
Damn it!
B, Colt.
I can't think of a scary one. Boys in the Hood's pretty scary.
Oh, that's right. But nope.
No.
Big Ass Spider. E, Ben.
Edge of Tomorrow.
I think it's The Edge of Tomorrow, but I'll give it to you. Eight-Legged Freaks. Nice. Okay, you got another A for you there, Taylor.
Armageddon.
No, I went with Alien Resurrection. Shit.
This is it.
S, Trey.
Scary Movie.
Isn't it funny how a right answer feels so wrong?
Yes.
Because you got it. It's an S word, but I went with Son of Frankenstein.
Yeah. I wouldn't have gotten that anyway.
Come on, Cole. You could do this.
The Shining.
No.
No.
Tremors. See, now do you get it, Ben?
I get it.
It's all monster movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So S is the final one. You could bring it home. It's movies with monsters in them. Trey, what time is it?
10:33.
Anything?
I got nothing, bro.
No S title with monsters?
Nope.
I went with Showgirls. All right, so nobody won that game, but it sure was fun. Let's play Last Man Stanton to decide this thing.
All right.
We're getting down to it.
1 minute left in the period.
Hockey fans, nobody.
You guys are a weird.
There was a Wayne Gretzky reference before.
The great one.
You guys are a weird crowd. Not liking hockey jokes. The fuck is wrong with you? All right, so we're going to play Last Man Stanton. We're going to get an actor or actress's name from somebody in the crowd who's been pre-selected. And Trey will still start us off, but we'll switch the order around. I'll go Trey, Taylor, Ben, me, and then Colt over there. And you each get a lifeline. You can go to your person whose name tag you chose one time during the course of
this game. Do I get both Zach and Erica?
They're sitting close enough together, I assume, that they could whisper to each other. We wouldn't know. So do what you got to do, you guys. But remember that you have a poster with an honest American on it. Captain America wants you to be truthful and to use nice language. Where is Guy on a Wire?
Right here.
Hey, dude. Hey. How's it going? You're the guy we talked to. You're the mainless guy.
Don't unmained, fuck me, Jamie.
Yeah. He's the unmained. Yeah, so it's always interesting that this happens, but the guy whose name tag got chosen, one of them, got chosen by Taylor, also gets to pick who we're going to play with Last Man Stanton. It's just a big coincidence.
Yeah.
Or the game is rigged.
I wish.
You be the judge.
On all accounts.
people get the answers right more often if I was rigging the games on this show. Somebody would have to appear to be winning. Okay, so who do you want us to play, dude?
Jonah Hill.
All right.
I'm out.
That's a... well, don't forget, you have a lifeline, and it's not on you yet, so you may hear titles that remind you of other titles.
I was joking.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see.
You get it.
Yeah.
All right, Trey.
Thanks for that.
Superbad.
Little pep talk.
Fuck. I'm out.
Stop saying that. When people would say that on your show, you'd have to say, let me stop the car first.
Unless we were already at a stop sign.
Yes, such a challenge. Taylor, name any Jonah Hill movie.
Django Unchained.
Oh, wow, you guys really are working this thing. You really are gaming the system. Ben?
I'm out.
Jonah Hill.
Get him to the creek.
You've got a life. Why did you say I'm out and then get him to the creek?
I was trying to make the audience laugh, Doug.
Okay. I think they all feel like you really don't know, but then you whipped out a good one.
True?
You whipped out a good one. All right, my turn. I'm going to go with The Sitter. That's my favorite underappreciated Jonah Hill movie. All right, so then we're over to you, Colt.
21 Jump Street?
Mm-hmm. Trey?
She's out of my league.
What? No, she's pretty, but you could, if you just try hard.
Thanks, man. Positive mental
Wait,
attitude.
What does he play?
Is he in
She's
that?
Out of my league.
I don't think he's in that.
He's not in She's Out of My League.
I thought he was one
Do
of
you
the
use your...
website guys.
What? Do you want to use your lifeline?
Shout out.
Oh. I mean, no, your lifeline. It's not a curbside shout out or whatever the fuck you called it.
No.
Dude, use your curbside shout out.
No.
Do you want to use your mobile call thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go for
Oh, man. Do you have anything?
I do.
You use your lifeline if you want.
No, 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, that, I didn't know why you didn't just say that. Why are you trying to make it difficult on yourself? Okay, Taylor.
This is the end.
Yeah. What are you doing over here, Ben?
I'm wondering what you're writing, man.
I'm writing down all the titles that you're saying titles. So we can keep track.
Cool. Somebody should be doing that,
and
for sure.
And it's easier for me to think of new ones if I'm looking at all the ones you've already said.
I'm going to say...
Sam Levine brings his own pen and writes them down.
Who does?
Nobody. Okay. I'm no snitch.
Forgetting
Get off
Marshall.
Of me, Juggalo Jacket. Get off of me, you Jackalo. All right, what? Did you say one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Moving on. No, you want to use your lifeline?
No, I said one.
What'd you say?
I said forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Look
I
it
heard
up
it.
In the minutes.
I heard it.
Stenographer.
Yeah, he said it.
Well, yeah,
right.
I said
That's
it.
Right there.
No, I said it now anyway.
All right. You've said it. Yeah, you've definitely said it a bunch
twice.
Of times.
Yeah, yeah.
You've said it the requisite number of times to register as an answer. And now I have
did
to
you,
go.
Did you write it down?
Yes.
Okay. One time or two times?
You know what I would like to throw right at your face right now?
A powdered donut?
No, just a hard, wadded up, painful money ball. Your turn, Colt.
Grandma's boy.
Oh, I like it.
Nice.
Trey?
Lifeline.
Who's your lifeline?
Huh? Funny people.
Yeah. Oh, funny people. Good work. Nice.
Thank you.
No worries.
That was so pleasant.
Anytime.
No worries.
That was great.
Whenever you need
funny
it.
Funny people. No worries.
Oh, shit.
That was fantastic. How happy are you right now?
Pretty.
You're still in it.
10:41. All right.
What do you got, Trey?
Me, Taylor.
Oh, I said funny people. Remember?
What do you got, Taylor?
40-year-old virgin.
Oh, nice one.
Just want to buy these
Ben.
Shoes. You guys get it.
Son of a bitch. I didn't right? think I was going to make it this far.
It's tough.
I'm going to have to use my Zach Erica shout out.
Okay.
What Remember, no foul language, you two.
What do you guys got for Jonah?
Knocked up.
Knocked up?
I'm going to go knocked up.
You like knocked up?
Is he in it?
You have to take it on faith. Do you want to go with Knocked Up?
Yes.
Knocked Up is correct.
Smattering.
That's the applause you get when everybody's just celebrating a crazily obvious answer. I'm going to go with War Dogs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Colt.
Cyrus.
Oh, yeah. That's a crazy
movie.
I
was holding on to that
one. I like that. That's a good one to pocket. Now it's out of pocket. Trey.
Fuck.
Right?
Yeah.
God damn.
I know the movie, but I can't think of the name of it. Higher Education?
Nope.
Yeah.
You're out.
Fuck. Sorry, Liana.
That's okay. She's...
Aww.
No worries.
Thanks.
Your best trade.
Yeah, he trade.
Hey, give him a ribbon, right?
Trade hard.
Taylor. He took your Cyrus away.
I know.
What does that leave you with?
A movie that I don't know the title of.
I got like four of them.
He's very active. Yeah. He's very active in film.
I don't know if I want to go to Jamie. Jamie hit me with something.
Jamie.
Accepted.
Oh, you like that?
Ask dude. Me about yeah, my
not
wiener.
Higher Learning. Accepted. That's what you were thinking of. Yeah. Ben?
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes. Nice. Of course. Academy Award nominated for that one. I'm going to go with a little love story you did with James Franco called True Story.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Back to you, Colt. This is good. We're doing great. We're naming every goddamn Jonah Hill.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask Mark on this one. Mark?
Evan Almighty.
Evan All Fucking Mighty?
What the shit just happened?
What do you say, Colt? Do you agree with that?
You know what? I plead the fifth and the eighth and the ounce.
That's the best one.
Sounds like you're really holding.
Holy shit.
Evan Almighty.
He's going Evan Almighty. I can't argue with that. I'm not positive it happened, but it sounds good to me. Trey, you're out.
Yeah.
Taylor.
Sausage Party?
Yeah, he's got to be in it, right? What? No. People are saying no?
Fuck you guys.
I think he's in it. I'm putting him in it if he's not. Yeah. It already doesn't have sausages or a party. It's got hot dogs. Ben? You got anything
else?
Did you come up with anything else?
No, not yet.
Your lifeline helped you out last time.
No, the time before.
I don't think we've said anything that's got a sequel.
23 Jump Street.
Yeah, that hasn't come to pass. So you might be done.
I think I might be done.
Might be finished.
True Story is the only other one I had.
Oh, okay. Well, you put up a good fight. You did good.
Super Worse.
Full title.
Even worser.
You wearing anything on your wrist?
What do you mean?
Like, do you have
a timepiece?
No, I was just wondering, yeah, maybe if you had
10:45.
No, I didn't want to know what time it was. I wanted to know.
He's going to say his next movie.
I just want to know about I want to know I want to know everything I could find out about The Watch.
Oh shit.
Cole?
Is True Story what I'm thinking of when I The Convict? Is that a thing?
No, like, True Story is James Franco's in jail and he goes in and visits him and he uses, you know, they become have a weird friendship and he writes a book.
That's what I was thinking about. Yeah. So I'm out.
Okay. Taylor?
I can't.
Just for bragging rights, taking me down because you're officially the winner.
What?
Woo! What? Yeah, you did it.
Nice, I did
Taylor's
it.
Taylor's our winner today, everybody.
Jamie, all our practice worked out.
Electoral College.
Yeah.
This is garbage.
And to you,
that's how you
and
rig
to
it.
You for winning tonight, I say hail Caesar.
Nice.
Because that's another Jonah Hill movie. What did we miss?
Lego movie.
Wow. Is that it?
Is that it?
What?
Oh, How to Train Your Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon. Horton Hears a Who. Horton Hears a Who. Those animated ones, they'll get you.
Can I go back to Mark here again?
He could be a voice in a bunch of things, but I don't think we miss any live action.
Pineapple Express.
What are we thinking? What a huge meat the ball. All right, so who won the stuff?
I did.
No, you don't win Maine. The stuff.
James, the main man.
Gank the
Maine.
Prize bag.
Welcome unnamed. To California, Maine, and come get all
your... Oh, nice, man.
Jamie, what are the chances you hate ICP and you don't want that jacket?
Well, be careful. I got it. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, so he wants to...
He doesn't want to wear it, so...
You don't want it, I'll take it.
So, yeah, you got the jacket,
what
man.
Just happened? I'm telling Violent J on you, bro.
Woo! Family.
You guys worked well together, so it's nice that you share the...
We did. I'll see you right after this.
Too well.
We live together.
Yeah, it was a little...
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
See, what the shit, man?
Let's start with you, Colt. Tell us again where and how we can watch your documentary movie about your comedy wrestling.
Yeah, I'm a professional wrestler. I do comedy wrestling. I'm doing a documentary about it, the Wrestling Road Diaries 3, Fun Equals Money, available at coltmerch.com, and there's a DVD and a digital. Also, I'm doing a comedy show where we watch really shitty wrestling and ad-lib over it. It's called Unprofessional Wrestling with my comedy partner, Marty DeRosa. That's the night before Thanksgiving in Chicago at North Bar. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Colt Cabana. ColtCabana.com is my website. And also, I tour constantly. I will be in Philadelphia, New York, Austin, Houston, Cleveland, Chicago, and many other places. ColtCabana.com to see my appearances. Thank you for having me, Doug. I appreciate it.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Zach, Erica, you didn't put a shithead on the back of this thing? Do you know what that means? I mean, do you know to do that?
Yeah.
Have you heard about it? Do you guys have a shithead?
I never should have picked you guys.
Do you want to...
Wow. He just turned.
I just can't believe they have such a patriotic sign, and they clearly just have nothing but...
With the name of the store that they...
for America.
The name of the store where they bought the poster board.
Like Doug Loves Movies. Should I just say the name of the place you got the poster board is a shithead?
Yeah, I mean, technically it's on the back.
Heavyweight poster board is a shithead. All right, if that works for you guys, I'm okay with it. What do you got to plug, Trey Gallion?
At Trey Sucks on Twitter, Trey Gallion Instagram on Instagram. I'm going to be in New York. On the 22nd at the Creek in the Cave, and then the 30th at Pete's Candy Store, and then Christmas time I'll be knocking around Knoxville doing shit.
Yeah, and you're on the most recent Getting Doug with High that we did tonight that should be archived on YouTube. People can check you out there. Taylor Riz, the Dab King, Taylor Rizzo has a new jacket.
I do have a new ICP
jacket. That sounds like the title of a movie I wouldn't like. Taylor Rizzo's got a new jacket.
It's coming out next week.
What do you got coming up, buddy?
Yeah, just follow me on Twitter at Taylor Rizzo. I have an album available right now on my SoundCloud. It's called Potential. SoundCloud.com/Taylor Rizzo. Check it out. A lot of cool stuff on there. It's like a half comedy album, half documentary with a bunch of different clips from a bunch of different shit.
And follow him on Periscope if you want to watch somebody dab like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, because there isn't.
So. Yeah. He's like, I just thought of a good name for a show for you. Live, Dab, Repeat.
Yeah, all right. That's what I do.
Ben's going to his phone for all his info. What do you got to
I'm
plug,
just looking
Ben
at
Bailey?
Dates. Mostly my website, therealbenbailey.com.
Yeah, we heard all about how you really came out to California to tell us about the website.
I thought you were...
Is this a California-based website?
I thought I was.
You can only get on it if it's .ca. Is that what's it called again?
Plug stuff at this point.
Yeah. What do you got to plug? You got what road dates do you have coming up?
I started, and then you were.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to. I'm not making fun.
Dabby Coleman.
Out of nowhere.
No, Cole Cabana with the flying Dabney Coleman elbow.
Off the top rope.
I wasn't going to get it in if we didn't let me.
Okay. 10:52.
What time are we supposed to be done, dude?
Wrestlers are so cute when they're giggling.
Somebody should give him that rubber duck that I brought. TheRealBenBailey.com, you can get my new special. You can get two short films that I made. One's called BLAM, which stands for Badly Written Action Man. Where I'm like this action hero guy whose lines are terribly written.
BLAM?
BLAM.
BLAM.
Which is also badly written.
Yeah, right?
And a short film called Meet Me at Ray's.
You got the badly written part covered.
Short film called Meet Me at Ray's that Judah Friedlander and I made like 12 years ago and never did anything with it.
And so now people can see it.
Now people can see it.
That's fun.
And I'll be at the Jukebox in Peoria December 1st and 2nd, and I'll be in Providence at the Comedy Connection for New Year's Eve weekend, 30th and 31st.
Oh, yeah, those are nice rooms. Good job.
Have you ever been to either one of those rooms?
Yeah, a Jukebox in Peoria, they don't have a jukebox there. That would be a hassle. They just painted one on the wall.
That is actually true.
And Providence, Rhode Island Comedy Connection?
Comedy Connection.
Yeah, lovely, lovely weekend. Little room. Very intimate, great crowds, fun people.
Cool.
Medical marijuana is legal in that state, of course.
Fantastic.
And I think you'll have a good time. Thank you guys so much. Plug for me, San Antonio, LOL Comedy Club. They don't allow laughter out loud. You have to just type LOL into a device. But if you turn up the typing sounds, I'll hear it. And that's on Saturday, December 3rd at 4:20. And this has been a great panel. One more time for Cole Cabana, Trey Gallion, Taylor Rizzo, and Ben Bailey.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks, guys.
And as always, the company that made that sign, that cardboard, is a shithead. And missing Cine Family Interruption because of traffic is a shithead. Oh. Yeah, that's a sad one. And this, you guys, this is a great way to... This is a great message right now. I think the country can use this message. Thinking of shitheads is in itself a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room